Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and let's read the Word, shall we? You can find this program again if you want to listen to it in its entirety. Maybe you want to send it to someone that you know or love and study along with them anytime online at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. From there, you'll click on where it says the radio programs, and then you will find them by air date and also by program number. Today's program is number 122, entitled Trust Him. And as we strive to do each week, all we're simply going to do is open God's Word and see if there are a few things that we can learn in the time allotted, and I'm a firm believer that there are. Dear friends, if you will, turn with me to the book of Psalms. We're going to begin in Psalms and stay in the Old Testament today. I want us to talk about trust Him or trusting Him. In fact, Psalm number 62 is where I want us to key in at. Psalm number 62 and verse number 8. Now, the title of our psalm is To the Chief Musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. So we see David writes in Psalm 62 and verse number 8, Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. And then we have that untranslated word of Selah, indicating maybe a pause, and reflect upon what you've just read. So what do we see? We see to trust in Him. Who is Him? That would be God. Dear friends, we are to trust in God at all times, the psalmist says. And we need to pour out our heart before Him. Well, dear friends, we need to be in constant communication with our Father. We need to be praying for those who are sick, praying for those who are healthy, that they remain healthy, praying for those in leadership positions above us, those that rule over us, those that keep us safe. We need to pray for so many different things, dear friends. When we talk about trusting Him, I found five reasons the Old Testament illustrates why we should trust in God. And that's where I really want us to spend the rest of our time that is allotted before us today. Okay? So we're going to trust in Him. Now I'm reading from the King James again. Go with me. Number one, why should I trust Him? Psalm 37 and verse number 5. Psalm 37 and verse number 5. David writing again. He says we are to commit. Literally in Hebrew, commit can mean roll thy way upon the Lord, giving it to Him. Almost think of the idea of pushing a heavy boulder up a hill. And so I'm going to roll and I'm going to push. Then once I get it over this hill and I do that final push, gravity takes care, does it not? And gravity will make it go down the rest of the way. See, I need to trust Him. Notice, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Number one, dear friends, I need to trust in Him for guidance. I need to trust in the Lord for guidance. You know, I like to think I know what's going to happen next. Maybe if I've watched a movie and we watch it again, maybe I'm watching The Wizard of Oz, I know what's going to happen. I can quote it. I know what's going to happen. But, dear friends, I haven't lived this life before. I'm living each day anew, and so are you. But yet the Lord, He knows what's coming up. The Lord has seen ahead. So why would I not want to put my trust in the One that knows what's coming? Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. Now, just because I trust in Him doesn't mean He's going to prevent any harm from following me. Yet at the same time, by trusting in Him, I know the One that holds tomorrow. Number one, we trust Him for guidance. Number two, go with me, if you will, to the book of Isaiah. In fact, our next two reasons to trust in the Lord comes from Isaiah. Go to Isaiah chapter 26 and verse number 4. Isaiah, the book itself, has been called the miniature Bible in that it has 66 chapters in Isaiah. And there are 66 books in our Bible. There's 39 books in the Old Testament, and dear friends, really the first 39 chapters of Isaiah kind of more have a central grouping, a central theme, and then the remaining 27 chapters kind of have another theme, all the same, but they seem like they fit better together, almost like the New Testament is separate yet still fits in the Bible. Writing some 700 years before Christ, Isaiah says, in Isaiah 26 and verse number 4, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Everlasting, it literally is the rock of ages. See, dear friends, I should trust in Him, number two, for strength. Notice there, invoking capital L, lowercase capital O, R, and D. If it's all capital letters like that in verse number four, talking about the Lord. And then he calls him, "Trust in Yahweh forever." That's God's name. "For the Lord Yahweh Jehovah," he's a personal relationship, "is our rock of ages. He is our everlasting strength." Just kind of viewing this chapter as a whole before we go to a break. He talks about the Lord there. Look here, verse 11 begins, "Lord, when your hand is lifted up, Lord," verse 12. "O Lord," verse 13, 15, "O Lord." Verse 16, "Lord," ends chapter, verse number 17 with, "O Lord." This is a chapter praising the Lord. See, we need to trust in Him for our strength from day to day. Oh, how I feel for those that have not the Lord in their lives and don't draw their strength from Him. I just wonder, honestly, how they get by. Dear friends, we need to pause here, invite you to services at the Arlington Church of Christ, where I'm blessed to be the minister. Brother Jim Dearman's going to pick back up and introduce you. When we come back, we're going to finish out our final three reasons about trusting Him here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman, and glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and as promised, let's continue reading the Word. Now, this is program 122. We're talking about trusting Him. And if you've maybe missed any of this program or want to hear it again, you can do so anytime online at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Once you've gone there online, you can click on the radio program, and they're arranged by air date and program number, so you can find 122 titled "Trust Him." You can listen to all 121 that come before it as well. They're all the same length, about a quarter hour, and we can all study God's Word together. There's also a contact on there and some notes as well. Would love to hear from you. We're talking about trusting Him, and we take that from Psalm 62 and 8. Number one, we trust Him for guidance. Number two, we trust Him for strength, Isaiah 26 and 4. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 50 now, if you will. Isaiah 50 and verse number 10, I need to trust Him in the dark. Notice this here, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon His God." You know, dear friends, the Bible depicts it, and I know it to be true. This world is a world of darkness. That's what John picks it as in John chapter 1. But Jesus is the light. Jesus says it Himself. John 8 verse 12, "I am the light of the world." But John picks a beautiful picture how that light came down to shine light into this world of darkness. And Jesus told His disciples in the 5th chapter of Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount that you are a city set upon a hill, a light which cannot be hid. So we are to let our light shine before men. They may see His good works, glorify our Father which is in heaven. See, I need to trust Him when I'm walking around in this world of darkness, doom, and despair. For His Son is the light I would rather be walking in the light than in the darkness, dear friends. I don't like to walk in the darkness. I like to have a flashlight on me if I have to walk around in the yard at night, maybe taking the dog out or whatever the case may be. I like to know where I'm going. So I need to follow the Lord, the source of light, and His Word is a lamp unto our feet, the psalmist will say in the 119th Psalm, and a light unto our paths. We need to trust Him in the dark. Number four, let's keep going. Go to the book of Job, if you will, with me. The sufferer himself, Job, in Job 13 and verse number 15. Dear friends, I need to trust Him when He permits affliction. Notice this here. Job says, and Job is making a reply, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. But I will maintain mine own ways before Him. I will prove my own ways, in Hebrew, before Him. If any man had the right to complain about his suffering, I dare say in the Old Testament it might have been Job. But he didn't. He was faithful to the Lord. He says, though He slay me, yet I will trust in Him. Dear friends, sometimes in life we just don't have the best of string of luck. We go through difficulty and pain and suffering and people laugh at us. It's okay. We trust in Him anyways. When He permits us to be afflicted, you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, had a thorn in the flesh so much that he prayed on three separate occasions that the Lord would remove that thorn, and the Lord refused, saying that thorn is what makes you rely upon Him. Maybe we have a thorn in the flesh for the same reason, dear friends. We trust Him, number four, when He permits affliction. But finally, number five, go with me to the book of Nahum, the prophet Nahum, if you will. Almost there at the end of the Bible, about six books away from the end of the Old Testament, I should say. Nahum 1 and verse number 7, I trust Him, number 5, because the Lord knows them that trust Him. Notice here what Nahum says in Nahum 1 and 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. The Lord knows those that trust in Him. You know, I was given a name at birth, Justin Reed. That's R-E-E-D, two E's in that. And I like it when people that I know call me by name. And I know sometimes you forget one another's name. It happens from time to time. But it's just a special feeling when I'm addressed by the name which was chosen for me to wear. Well, dear friend, how blessed is it that the Lord knows them that are His. It's as if He knows us by name. Reminded of the song, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as I tarry there, none other has ever known. Talking about my God and I come to the garden alone, and He walks with me, and He talks with me. Oh, it's a personal relationship, dear friends, and it is a wonderful one. Why do I trust in Him? Number one, for guidance. Number two, I trust in Him for strength. Number three, I trust in Him even when in the dark world. Number four, I trust in Him even when He permits me to be afflicted. And number five, I trust in Him. Why? Because the Lord knows them that trust Him. And ultimately, on the day of judgment, Matthew 10:32 and 33, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever will deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father in heaven. How glorious will it be on that day, dear friends, when we're up there and Jesus says, I know Him, that's Justin, He's mine. I know Him by name. Dear friends, I will trust in the Lord. I would encourage you to do the same. Looks like our time has escaped us. I do appreciate the time that we've been able to spend together today, and I hope you can do it again next week, same time. Once again, listen to these online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on radio program and find 122 and trust Him. May the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. And thank you so much for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.